You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I need a refresher. I need to be reminded that you are greater than my assignment. I bless your name because you're the beginning, as John declared, and you are the ending. And you're going to have some tests on down the journey. That's still Tessa, but will you pass over in him? He ain't never and never will pass not a test. I bless his name. I give him praise. We can't get down with people who they think using you, thinking that they have authority, thinking they have control, because your mind ain't smart as they. But let him, I said, let him give you a mind from on high, and it will establish a relationship. It will show proof that I am everything that you stand in need of. Try me, and when you try me once, don't stop there, because you're gonna need me. I bless him today. Oh, Jesus. And somebody try to stop your joy, and they was not the beginning of it, and they didn't pass the test in it. Can I get somebody? And you got to remind that they didn't bring you. But some of us in here think man is our source. I pity you today. But when you find out the great I am will be your source, will be your instructor, he'll be your guide, because you want to do something up in yourself. He'll speak the word. Let me have this too, because I've got it. I'll show you my power. I'll show you. You won't lose your joy, because I place it down on the inside of you. I ain't hear nobody. That means he'll show off the path of his righteousness, because we want to be self-righteous. We walk around with everything can happen to you. All kind of ailment. And y'all point somebody else. Go to the doctor, he give you more than you thought you had. Can I get a witness in the house? I'm on nerve pill because they messed up my nerve. We give the enemy, we give people too much credit. That's why we can't line up, because we're afraid to trust him. Oh, well, you got somebody paying your bills. I know what I'm talking about today. You're going to walk softly before that baboon. Sit down over here. Yes. Shut your mouth over here. Yes. That's a spirit. And we can get locked up in there. It's okay if you don't believe I'm talking right. And we in denial. Oh, I don't know what I'd do with my shibu or boo. Ooh, but you didn't bone with them. You can't do by them, by disobedient most of the time. Because it's easy to take what you want. It's harder to take what he give you. See the two different? We won't find Rick James with all his teeth in his mouth. God give you midget fro. He got one ear and crazy in that one. He said, no, 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 no. It ain't be hard here, because I already made up my mind. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. Somebody talk to me. Amen. It's easy to get what you want and get in trouble in yourself. That's why we got in so much trouble. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He cute and got all them ugly children. They ain't cute to nobody but you, and you're still telling lies. I wonder why that nose so big. I ain't hear nobody. That old cone head. Don't, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got none. All right. We got so many things. Oh, he look less like he granddad. He was ugly too. You ain't never lost that until I ain't hear nobody. Cause that's what you wanted. You ain't checking to see what they had a full deck, cause you ain't got a full deck either. Then the church comes short. And you thinking they acting out. They acting out what they are surrounded with. Now you hear me what I'm saying? But it's easy for us to get what we want. Oh, I want him. He's fine. Yes. I'm going to work two jobs to please him. You're going to have to pull off your fake fingernails. Might have to get rid of your weed, too. Yes. Let me leave that alone, cause somebody get mad with me. See, we can lose our joy for the things we want. Amen. You know you ain't White House material, but you think you is. Most of the people up in there are crooked anyway. You crooked too, so we can't talk about them. Everybody like the limelight. You can easily, men, you can easily get your wife if you broke up. You ain't got but one half of you going. You just have a house, a car, and a job, or retired from somewhere. A woman won't even ask second about taking you. Can you see? No worry, I'll see for you. They ask you couldn't go to the bathroom. I'll take you there after I get tired of your tail. Woo! Benefits. Natural benefits. That's right. Y'all can play with it today. We ain't playing. Because we want what we want. Oh, yes. Shoot, I rolling around about 2 years. If he ain't dead by then, he going to the nursing home. Or she too. That's what you want. Yes, I'm going to move out this house and get me a bigger house. You don't know whether you're going to be dead for trying to take care of that spirit. I ain't hearing about it. Well, it's hard to take what God have for you. It's so many Christians that miss God because they think they all that. And you ain't none of that. I ain't hearing nobody. God want to test you to have you in one bedroom apartment. You say that's too small for just only you. It ain't nobody but you. He might want to test you to get you a 4-bedroom house and you won't know how to act then. Somebody talk to me in the house. Oh my God, my God. I ain't going to bother with nobody who don't want me to bother them today. And it says in Amplified, and we are now writing these things to you so that our joy. See, if you got something, you can give somebody something. If you ain't got none, well, you're supposed to give somebody something. You can want to give somebody some money. You just really want to give it to them because you ain't got none. But you get on to something. It's hard to want to give somebody some of it. Am I talking right today? They got the dissection, analyze, go to the psychic and all the mother folk. Is they real? The psychic says, send it over here. See, what we want to be, spiritual testing. So if God say, give the crackhead on the corner $30, you know they're going to buy some more crack, but that might be the $30 for them to get delivered. Can somebody talk to me in the house? Christians got so holy, they analyze, dissect everything. Always talking about, I take you and buy yourself, but I don't want no sandwich. I want you to give me some money where I can get what I want. Is it okay? Amen. You know what I'm saying? He'll give it. Your discernment spirit kick in right away. You ain't got it like that. You just don't want to do nothing right away. Amen. God is a good God, isn't he? But see, when you allow the word to come in, whatever they want to do, you want to represent this Jesus who is the Christ. Amen. Amen. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and she said, she's a high-tech girl, got a very good job, and got access to things. She said this young lady came in to get a corporate test, and she had all the little nasty children with her, dirty. She said, I'm going to put you up in a hotel. She said, I paid 3 weeks, and I was going back to pay the next week. That old hopping long husband of hers come and got her. Somebody need to slap her in him. The children and you had somewhere to live. And you going to allow him to talk you and getting homeless again? you got a problem, girlfriend. I say, you come out here tonight, hope the person who paid don't see you. You got to be out for morning. If you want to roll like that. In the morning, it got to be clear sailing up in here. No, because you can't come up in here and move what God done blessed us with. So she says, I got with some of the doctors and some of the nurse where I work at. And they helping me with a plan for homeless people. Everybody don't have that kind of viewing because they feel you can get something for yourself. Everybody looking out for self in this hour. Myself money, well, see, can you take it with you? Myself this, see, can you take it with you? But when you allow, as John say, we want to represent what the Lord himself will do for you and I. You don't have to fake this thing. No, it's enough of the word that he will apply to each one of us. You don't have to be jealous who got some. You just get yours. And you operate out of yours. Don't be a faker because you're going to miss him. Let God develop you so you will be a representative of him. Don't worry about what folks say about you because folks going to always find something wrong with you. Because something wrong with us. Is it okay? That's why the Christian world is so blank. Because everybody say you ain't got it like that. You can't have it like that unless God put it in you like that. Because folks gonna lie on you, say you did something you didn't do. Amen. When I was out there in the street, I wanted you to see me going in the motel where you won't have nothing to assume about. Hey, how y'all doing? See you in the morning if I stay there in the morning. We want people to think the best thing out of us. No, my cousin ain't in town. She ain't got me going up in here. And she ever make you do all kind of nasty, dirty thing. I ain't hear nobody. But you'll let God put the word in you. And you can tell somebody what God brought you from. We got test of liars now. But don't test a lie. Make it a testify. Because test of lying ain't going to get you nothing but in trouble with him. Because you're lying thinking you're all of that. And you ain't none of that. Amen. My God, the purpose. So the word can go out and reach people who don't even know nothing about the word. I ain't want to be religious and tradition where you got the same three songs and act like you're happy. People say, I've been riding that all my life. I want to go somewhere where they set me on fire. And I leave there jumping like some beans in my stomach. Oh, God, I don't understand that, but they get down. Amen. We scared of getting down because we ain't used to getting down. Amen. We ain't believing the truth will set us free because we've been telling lies. We tell lies of people that we've been knowing our life. Amen. And we think a lie gonna fix something, it mess up things. Yes. I ain't hear nobody. I believe marriage can be better if you tell the truth. Amen. Have you some hot grits in case you can't get close to the grit. Just chuck them on the feet somewhere. Don't try to burn them up real bad. Listen to me, that's my turn. Whoop, throw the grits on them. You've been gabbing all the time. Now it's my turn. What you boiling them grits for? Throw on you. Then when you help them back the hell, you know, bandage them up and clean the wound. But I bet you when you have the next meeting, he'd be watching them grits. But the word. You can do good when the word come and develop you. You can have a joy when they raising hell in the house or in the other room. Amen. I ain't hearing them. Amen. On the job, don't get to singing too loud because they'll come and get you. But the joy of the Lord is peeking up inside of me. I understood when we was in the workplace, this lady, she never did cussing. You can tell people who want this Jesus ain't faking it with the gospel and all up in somebody's business and getting down with whatever Monday news is. She didn't roll like that. So this particular day, we were having a cussing party. And she rolled from her cubicle. And she began to throw down the word of God. Some people now want to pee on themselves because they didn't never see that. But when God has applied, I can't send her to heaven or hell, so don't you try either. Our disobedience sent her somewhere. And she began to say what the Lord said. And she got on everyone up there, whether you acting like you were holy or what. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, I would walk around her and flashing my diamonds because you want people to think you don't arrive and made it. And in the hell, the pits of hell, she said to you, me. She said, the Lord going to give you a husband. You know, I'll try to tell her, I got a pretending husband. Don't you see any rings on my face? Whoo, shoot, I live over town. Don't you know I done made it? But when the word of God, it'll shut your tail down. Because I knew how to cuss and rebuke her. But I knew it was God. You hear me what I'm saying? We don't want people to know how much trouble we in. But they can't get you out of trouble. Amen. Only God can. Amen. Amen. And if God said it, his word ain't going to fall to the ground. I don't care how you reject it. I ain't kidding. Go on and get in your closet and wrap up in tape and do whatever you got to do. His word going to still be the same. Amen. But I thank God that you got to allow him to deposit the word in us. Because we are rejected out because our self and our human self. Because we think that nobody should do us any wrong. And we just born into a wrong society. I ain't hearing about it. People do what they think best for them. And they're not concerned about you. Is it all right? Even in a household, people, I know you don't want to hear this. Hear me a little soft music where I can say this where somebody can hear. Even in a household, people want what they want. I ain't hearing nobody up in here. But it should not be like that. When you allow this word of God to come in, we want what best. That it will develop you and I and all of us. Yeah. That we will be a representative in a candidate. Because the word has come and came to be alive in us. Yeah. Some things you don't have to get in a fight about. Because the word of God said, close your mouth. Yeah. I'm still developing you. Yeah. I'm still positioning you. Yeah. That you will be one of the representatives of me. Glory to God. I bless you today. My God, you can't fake it because people see you. And your children or family member might not call you on it, but they say you're a liar. Amen. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I need your sequel by the eye. I give him praise because when the world, you don't have to go around with no t-shirt on. You don't have to go around. Here come Prophet Lulu. Yes. The word of God will bring you in the place where he wants his word to be established at. My God, I give you praise. I got a niece. Called me up. Said, Auntie, I need you to go to the hospital and pray for this person. I ain't concerned about how she view me. Because it don't matter. But the word of God will show proof to you that I'm God. We tried to suicide these demons and these spirits and folks. Want them to see that. I ain't got no ism and schism with you. I just want to feast off the word of God. That when the enemy coming, he going to come to you and I and everybody with a title or no title. Or no, he coming to get you. But what you going to do if the word have not been established in you, he going to make a jackass fool out of you. Because you're going to try to explain yourself. But you don't need to explain this word. Because it's been established from the beginning. And it ain't going to change because we try to change it. God try to change people in this hour. Where we can learn how to love each other. And the word will connect to us. And we won't have so many faults. And so many darkness. And so many ism and schism about each other. We will learn to love each other. In the beginning he will love. You just love them people that you like. You ain't got no love. Amen. You don't really love them. You just putting up with them. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. The word of God instruct you how to love your biggest enemy. Amen. And they won't say nothing, but they see the love. Amen. I bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. I come downstairs this morning. And I say, Apostle, look at your wife. Get what he said to me. Did you put any lotion on them rusted legs? I said, I'm ahead of you, boo. I put grease on these legs. I hear y'all. Don't act cute like you ain't got what I mean. He know I was looking good to him because I was looking good all the time. Who? Y'all be haters if you want to. I said, where the ash on my leg? Brother Calvin, I say, see, they might not be as young as they used to be, but they still working. So that shut him up. Don't be a hater. Hey, and if there's any grease on the back, don't get the bag. I tried to hit the bag. Yes, sir. Ain't God good? Somebody clap the hand for the word of God. It's all power and it's all authority. Because if I, like Kay said, I joke you, I'm going to go up in there and try to find something else to put on, but I done did my best. And I ain't rolling nowhere else. I'm going to be strutting around you. Hope you get some fire in you somewhere. That's my granny boo. That's my boy. If I had to marry another man, it would be Kay. Amen. But God is good. John, the Apostle John say, Christian should be looking for that what God can put in you and somebody else can see it. We want recommendation from man. We want recognition from people who don't see you like that. But stop working on that and let Jesus place him, which is his word, inside of you, that somebody will have something they can feast off of. In my closing, everybody know I came from a large family. And I'm glad of it today because it taught me something. And it has proven something to me at this time in my life. We murmur and complain about too many things. And when we do that, we ain't gonna do nothing but murmur and complain. But I saw proof of that was not said to me, but I saw that if you make up your mind and do the best you got with what you got, somebody will see that, and you don't have to tell them nothing about who you are, what you got, and all that. I'm so grateful that he's the beginning. And all throughout, in the end, and he will be too. He's looking for establishment. We said we love our family. Let's go to family. If you can't love nobody but your immediate family, you ain't got no love. You just loving them that you're so concerned about. But when you allow him to develop you, where it look like ain't no help for you, he'll show proof to you that I can. While we are not embracing each other, people now scared to hug because they scared they're going to get COVID-19. But that sex demon still making you climb up on sex. I wonder, do you check the mama before you go over there? Is it real? But he wants us to learn how to love each other on a spiritual manner so he can fulfill the voids that come in yours and my life. You might think you don't have none. Mary Kay don't fix it. Amen. It just clog up some of them holes and knots. But he will fulfill you spiritual. Well, somebody still keep watching you. I ain't hear nobody. See, I choose to be a fool for Christ. And I have never been made ashamed. I don't care how smart whoever is. I know where he brought me from. I know the peace that he's given me that surpasses any understanding. Down to zero, and he'll bring you up from zero. I'm talking about what he'll do. Who took what he gave you? Did you give it to somebody who you think deserved it? Or do you believe he gave it to you? Well, you'll be a representative for him.
giant was talking about what we got. You can't talk about it and live it if you ain't got it. Because you get tired of faking it like you done made it. While we can't stay with Jesus, we don't want him like that. Because sometimes somebody drops something in your spirit. That's your key to get all jacked up and get ugly and get gone. But you're going to take yourself with you wherever you go. He knows there ain't nobody like Jesus. Nobody can soothe you. Nobody can heal you. But he can. He can do it. Me, myself, wanted to go down to the last verse. He said one. Well, we get in trouble. Try to explain to others. Try to show people that I'm all of that. We were never all that, and you won't ever be all that. He didn't design for it to be like that. Anybody who think they can throw it, take themselves over Jesus the Christ, you don't have to look for nobody to bring you no trouble. You already done got in trouble. Because he said, there won't be now another God besides me. Won't now I'm gonna be like me. I don't care how you fix it up and put a bone in. Won't now I'm gonna be like me. Because I am that I am. I'm the original and the only one. Can do those things which man would never be able to do. I bless him. Somebody says so hard. It is hard when you try to line up with people and self-preference. But it ain't hard when you line up with him. Because every day I say, God, thank you that you will have the right of way on today. Wherever you tell me to go, I will try to get myself there to obey you. All that he has done, and yet to us is not enough. We are so selfish. We are so greedy. We are so demanding. And we require so much. But I give him praise today that I allow him daily to position me for whatever he allows. I bless his name. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give him praise. My DOC. Hi, I bless his name in this house. That's how you tap into your joy. Because if you check in, it's some around you will keep you from having it. And most of the time it's we ourselves. Because our self-preference hinder us from the joy of the Lord. The spiritual move that he wants us to move into, that we can show proof that he is greater. When I got in an accident, the enemy tried to shake me. You want to check back all what you done done. We ain't done nothing good enough. But I got to praise because you want to do something greater. You want to step me to another level. And don't worry about the haters. They can't hinder it when I say it. Anybody want to bless him? Anybody want to give him thanks? When we thank him, you opening yourself up for the word of God can come in. I know you say I'm tired and all that, but when the enemy comes.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our school's meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.